Hello, hello, everyone. Blessings. Amanda Grace here with you live, and Sadie's here too. I'm going to put her down. Hopefully she stays down. Otherwise, I'm going to have to move her out of the room. So welcome to everybody coming in the United States and around the world. Hello, hello. We are live. It is August 16th, 2024. Yep. I have 3 days left till I turn a year older on Monday. So Monday, yep, I see our team back there. They're like making a little celebratory with their hands. But yes, my birthday is Monday. So I'm coming on today because I got a very intense word from the Lord. It probably was the continuation of what I started doing a couple of nights ago. And the Spirit of the Lord entered the room this morning, and I was in prayer for a while, and I received this word. So hello to everybody jumping on. Hello, thank you for the birthday wishes. I appreciate that. I saw somebody from Quebec, Canada in there. Oh, we are praying for you in Canada, my friends, because it is getting it's getting cray-cray up there, too. I don't know what's going on with North America, but North America needs prayer. Scotland, hello. Okay, Scotland, California. Apparently, there's a Scotland, California, or Scotland and California. Who else is on? Let's see who else is coming on. Delaware, Ohio, welcome, welcome. Okay, let's see. I'm gonna look who else here is jumping on as people are getting, you know, waiting for people to come on here. So I'm going all the North Carolina, Arizona, Argentina. Hello to our friends in South America. We are so happy to have you here with us. We just love it when our international audience comes in with our audience in America. It's wonderful. Iowa, Pennsylvania, New Zealand. Hello to our friends in New Zealand. Wow. Big time difference. Big, big, big time difference. So, okay. I'm going to open up in prayer right away. So we're going to jump right into this. Let's just pray Sadie behaves right now because she's on the edge of the desk over here and I just cannot have her tail going across while I'm doing a word from the Lord. So I have one person to thank. I'm going to open up in prayer and in a moment. So hello to our Ark of Grace team, to our moderators. They work very hard. So thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Let us open up in prayer. I'm still watching people come on here from all over. It's kind of amusing for me to watch this. And thank you, everyone, for the birthday wishes. I see the birthday wishes coming in the chat. I very much appreciate that. Chris has me scared right now. I don't know what he's done, but I'm scared. And part of our team says they're going to run and hide in another zip code. So I don't know what has been going on, but I will find out next week, and you'll find out too. Okay, let's open up in prayer. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your holy, precious name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Father, asking the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, that you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. Father, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. We acknowledge your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, came to the earth. He was the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He was beaten, bruised, crushed, and pierced. He was nailed to a cross. He died a brutal death. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you, Lord. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. And he miraculously rose again in 3 days. He ascended back to heaven. He took his rightful victorious place at your right hand, Lord, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate before your throne, Father God, without ceasing. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to fill this place, Lord. Father, that your power, your might, your glory, your presence would go forth, that people would tangibly feel your power, your anointing, your presence, Father God, as we go forth in this word. Lord, fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, go before me in your wisdom. Let your word go ahead of me, be on my front and rear guard, Father God, as we go forth. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the pottery, most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because you breathed your spirit into us, Lord. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround this property, to surround this broadcast, to make a hedge, a shield, and a wall of protection, and strike down every work of darkness and iniquity that would attempt, Father God, to interfere, to hurt, to harm. It is rebuked in the name of Jesus Christ. Cast back to the areas God has designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent to this place. Lord, let your name be glorified above all in this, Father God, today. We praise you. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, Yeshua, amen and amen. Okay, amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to everybody who is jumping on during prayer. We're going to talk about this word from the Lord in a second. I have to thank Beth Wachlowski. She sent me a flag. We'll find out. But it's got a lion. It's got a dove. It's got the United States of America flag. Thank you so much for that. We are going to find a place for it, but we just wanted to make sure to thank Beth. Okay. As the animals are all coming in, let me tell you, he's gonna go touch the shofar in a moment. Oh, here's Chris. Hold on. Before we start with the word, he's got to make his cameo. So let's have Chris make his cameo before, because once I get into flow, I don't want to break it. So, hi.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Hi, people.
Yep. Hi. Yep. Everyone's jumping in from all over the world and from the United States of America. So, yes, we have people even in Argentina watching right now. Wow. Yes.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yep. I told our audience how nervous I am about what you have done for my birthday because people claim they're going to hide. So I don't know what's going on, but I'm a little nervous at this point and we'll find out. So
yeah, it's good time.
Once I find out, I'm sure you'll find out. So I will make sure of that. So yep, we're going to get into the word. Praise the Lord.
I will listen.
Okay, you're going to go listen? Okay, thank you. Bye, everyone. Bye from Chris. Okay, good. He made his cameo ahead of time because once I get into the word, I don't want to break stride here once I start. Because this word, I'm going to heat up during this word. This word, I don't know how else to describe it, but I'm just going to give a public service announcement before I deliver the word. The prophetic... And the prophetic office especially is not to be a cheerleader, okay? We're not meant to be cheerleaders. We are meant to put guardrails up for leadership so they don't go off the cliff. That is what we are meant to do. We are meant to speak hard things. We are meant to speak truth. We are not meant to enable bad behavior just because we think somebody's anointed. We have to, in order to help them get where God needs them to be, speak the truth. And it is out of a place of love because love has many faces and it is disciplinary. Love is inconvenient at times. It is just something you just express from the depths of your heart because you just want to see somebody else succeed. You want to see somebody else delivered. You want to see them set free. And so this is why. So this word is intense. And I'm just giving you a warning of that now. It is a continuation of what I started a couple days ago. So when I started giving the word of warning, I felt a stirring. And so this morning while I was in prayer, this word came. And in fact, I woke up at 6:45 a.m. and I audibly heard something right off the bat. It was almost audible. And so I'm going to tell you what that is, and then we're going to get into the word. So I heard... First, I heard the word running, and then I heard I'm in Salt Lake City and Utah. I would watch those areas right now because I don't hear that, you know, all the time. So I would watch Salt Lake City and Utah right now. I also heard Brazil while I was in prayer. So I think there's about to be some turning over in Brazil that we are about to watch happen. So just keep your eyes on Brazil also. All right, let's begin with the word. All capital praise, honor, and glory be to the Lord of hosts, maker of all capital things, creator of all capital things, who was before the foundations of the earth were ever laid. I am, that's capital, I am was. He sits on the highest throne, clothed with majesty and righteousness. His goodness is everlasting, and to his capital kingdom there is no end. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, Take heed, my capital children, for the road of perdition they attempt to lay brick by brick before you in your nation. A road of perdition, which means destruction, that leads to a gate, that's capital. A gate, that's capital, that for a certain price will be open to totalitarian leaderships of the earth in order that certain nations may attempt a monopoly, that's capital, on America, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, is my arm too short that it cannot save? Is my hand too short that it cannot take hold? Do not put your trust in the arms of flesh in this hour, for I, the Lord thy God, all capitals, am breaking arms of flesh in this hour. They shall be broken, for they were raised to receive from a dragon, a serpent, and ancient demons of ruin who obsessively desire to take territories back through those they have showed such images of a tainted glory that have been now lured in to be the face of such devious campaigns, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, all capitals, Turkey. Oh, Turkey, you trifle too close to what is mine, says the Lord. Lebanon is shaking, and I shall shake you as well, says the Lord, for you are stirring the pot. You make active threats against what is mine, and your leadership shall have a close call, for your foot has slipped, and you are now headed down such a slope, says the Lord. Turkey's plans and blueprints for regional dominance shall be exposed, and their private call with the American administration and Defense Department shall be exposed, says the Lord. Turkey shall shake, says the Lord. Syria shall shake, says the Lord. Damascus, an unusual event that never occurs in such a territory, shall be a sign, says the Lord. And says the Lord of hosts, the apple cart has been upset, says the Lord, within your leadership, within your elections. The apple cart has been upset, and those running against such evils have been sent off kilter, off their mark, because their trust is in an old strategy to face off against a new, fresh enemy, says the Lord. You cannot put old wine in new wineskins, says the Lord, for it will burst. Shed the old wineskin, says the Lord, all capitals. Shed it now before it's too late. Allow me, the Lord thy God, to fill a new wineskin. For, says the Lord of hosts, O trumpet, you are being sabotaged within your campaign, all capitals. There is deliberate intent sabotage occurring within your ranks, says the Lord, beyond the Secret Service, near your front door, says the Lord. It must be purged, says the Lord. It must be purged, for you are being set up to purposely falter and to be led down such a path that will bring you to roadblocks and dead ends if this path is continued down. It is time to redirect. It is time to reset. It is time to go back to the original reasons one stepped out of the private sector and put everything capital on the line for America. The roots. You must, capital, in this hour, go back to your roots. O trumpets, O is capital. For you are in a field of weeds, attempting to trek through, see through, an intentional field of weeds and snares and tares that were sown within your camp in 2020 and were subtly and continually laid and planted as word spread the one called Trump would run again. There are two within your ranks that are feeding information to the other side. Yes, an underground corrupt railroad that is feeding information to an aide within the Harris camp. And says the Lord, she and her corrupt cohort shall attempt to become a mirror image of you in many ways, capital. Their ads even shall look more and more like yours in an attempt, capitals, to blot you out and bring your speech into irrelevance and ramblings that the ears of the public will tire from, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, all capitals, I have the strategy. I see beyond what any of your political strategists see. For I, the Lord, maker of heaven and earth, do nothing until I first reveal my secrets to my servants, the prophets. I, the Lord, say in this hour, seek me on your knees. Get your heart posture right with me. The enemy has you very focused on the gnats and the flies that swarm around the progressive candidate, and you attempt with a fly swatter that has holes in it to swat such flies and gnats away as it distracts you from capitals. finding the nest and destroying the nest and the hub in which they plot, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the Secret Service has lost their drive. A spirit of dejection, lackadaisicalness, and being at ease has compromised the root and the top. And this will be swept in an unusual and sudden way, for there shall be a changing of the guard with such, says the Lord. For some deep within the Secret Service have been crying out to me, grieved by what they see. And I, the Lord, have heard those cries. And a sudden wind of change shall blow the chaff out of such departments and scatter it, says the Lord. The old wineskins must go, for in this season I, the Lord God Elohim, desire to pour capitals new wine into my people. This is capitals. New wine into the church. New wine into cities. New wine into Chicago. New wine into St. Louis. New wine into Baltimore. New wine into San Francisco, new wine into Albany, new wine into Atlanta, into the four corner states of the nation. New wine in Houston and the smaller towns in Texas that have been dry and calling out to me. For those who took advantage in Texas shall lose their land, says the Lord. And it shall be given to those who will listen to my leading instead of puffing out their chests and telling tall tales that truth is not found. Thus says the Lord, prepare my children for the hills and the valleys to shake. Hearing San Fernando Valley. Prepare my children for the international to attempt to affect the local. For the international organizations who plot and plan for spreads and threads are roaming and looking for a way to declare an emergency in this nation where the incumbent shall be no more and time is stretched to cling to the Oval Office, so elections are scarce, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, it shall hit an international snag. A snag, says the Lord. As the panic shall once again ensue, as their foot gets caught in thick mud and their mouths bring forth admission of meetings and bribes, as the dragon has crossed over for such meetings, a league of communist nations have formed, a committee, and there are talks with the candidate and former presidents on the side of blue to secretly join such a league and gamble the nation away for a win. It, capital, is a grievous sin, says the Lord, a grievous sin, for you sympathize with what is blasphemy to me, that's capital, says the Lord. You conjure up spells and threads and repetitive snares to the ears with the help of such dragons and serpents and those in the Middle East. Indonesia has even put their hand into the pot, says the Lord. And says the Lord of hosts, there shall be awe, that's capital, during such a time of the high holy days, says the Lord. For attacks are being plotted during such a time of awe when an anniversary is upon you. Sound the ram's horn on Rosh Hashanah, says the Lord. My people, sound it. It is a call to heaven, and my capital armies shall be dispatched to expose such a plot, and they shall go deep into the White House that has become a shadow house and retrieve the blueprint of the meeting that took place between current and former presidents and liaisons of foreign nations that shall come forth in a scandal indeed. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, this is why you must, capital, get in line with me, capital, my will, this is all capitals, my ways, my vision, and my strategy, for I will not lead you astray in such a race. The tortoise and the hare, says the Lord, they are intentionally keeping you off kilter, those within your own ranks. Break free of such and allow me to steer fully now, for they have you in the crossfire again, says the Lord, as well as a red flag of falsities that shall make it look like a supporter attempted a heinous thing. It is lies, it is wicked, and I, the Lord, shall protect and expose as you fully realize that you as a man cannot do this campaign on your own. Or fight it out of the flesh, for it makes a mess, and anger and pride overtake in a wake of toxic words that are said, that leak out and make you lie in such a bed, on missteps and regrets of what was said. Step out of your flesh, says the Lord, step out from the other side. Oh, step out, for the other side is banking capital on you staying caught up in such. My children, man is fallible, and you cannot make excuses for bad behavior. This is why you need a savior. My son, Capital, who died for humanity, that blood must be applied in my courts, Capital, in this hour. As the fate of the nation is being weighed and decided, as I desire to do a mighty work in America, however, it takes full submission and cleaning house of those leading you in the flesh. America has too many messes, and a campaign right now needs to be the exception and the example to a nation desperate for a shepherd. Be the exception. Be the shepherd. All capitals. I am your shepherd, and I will put the staff into your hand to lead such a flock if my ways are committed to. I, the Lord, am not seeking perfection or a perfect walk. I am seeking a listening ear. The ear was scarred for a reason, for that is what is required in this hour. An ear that listens to what I, the Lord, say and the willingness to carry such out. For multiple traps have been set for you, O Trump. It's leading to the debates. It's a minefield of setups and sabotage. And I, the Lord, will remove the veil and expose such. Hearken unto me in this hour. Come quickly. Pray, my children, pray, and do not let the worldly bullhorns put you in a spin zone of dysfunction and despair, for they are attempting to suck the hope from the nation to increase their power. Faith and hope, my children, activate it. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in the name of Yeshua, my son, who sits at my capital right hand. Amen. And amen. So praise the Lord, because that is, I feel it. I actually feel the heat pulsing through my body from this word. So this is something that is urgent. It is serious. This is what we are meant to do in the prophetic office. We are meant to deliver these things. We are meant to do it in boldness. We are meant to do it in obedience in the Lord. And we are meant to do it from keeping those God wants to use from completely ending up off a cliff of sabotage, off a cliff of harm. Nathan stepped in the way of David many times. Isaiah stepped in the way of Hezekiah. There are many examples biblically of this, where the words that were given were strongly worded and they were serious and they were important, because things were about to unfold that could totally destroy what God wants to do with that person. So we have to understand this in the prophetic. We're not meant to be cheerleaders and enable bad behavior. We're not meant to do that. We are meant to speak the word of the Lord in truth and in love and in boldness, so people can fulfill what God has called them to fulfill. This is why this is so important. This word is crucial right now. This word is crucial because there is sabotage going on. All right, the Lord said it himself. You've got people in your own camp, O trumpets, that are giving information to an aide in the Harris camp. And the Lord's going to expose it. Ask him to expose it. He will, because he's already seen it. Doesn't matter they upset the apple cart. What matters is the old wine goes, bad counsel goes, confusion goes, anger and flesh and reacting out of that goes, and distracting yourself with gnats and flies goes. This is what matters right now. The Lord would not be saying this if this was not urgent right now. He's telling them they're about to enter landmines. Not literal, but things that have been set, traps that have been set, sabotage that has been set. For multiple traps have been set for you, O Trump. It's leading to the debates. It's a minefield of setups and sabotage. And I, the Lord, will remove the veil and expose such. Hearken unto me in this hour. Come quickly, he says. because he sees how urgent this is. He sees how serious this is, the Lord, right now. That a nation is being weighed for it. And men have to get out of their flesh and think they can win this on their own, because they're fighting principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual hosts of wickedness. And the heavenly places and high places. Therefore, what do you put on? The whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles and schemings of the devil. And having done all to stand, that's what you put on first. Before campaign strategy, before super PACs, before pot shots, which have to stop, you put on the full armor of God. This is why the Lord is doing this now, because there is an urgency to this that needs to be followed through on. It needs to be followed through on right now. Because there are setups that have occurred and booby traps of sorts that have already been put in place. And that's what happens when someone gets too much into their pride. The enemy can lead them right in with very, you know, it doesn't take much. Very little effort. The enemy can lead them right in to the trap because they're too much in their flesh and their pride and they don't see the pit before them. So pray right now. Pray. Pray all this gets exposed. Because the Lord sees it. And it's time to scatter it like chaff before the wind. Because the Lord has a new strategy. And that's the strategy that's going to win. This old wineskin is not going to cut it in the temperature we're in this nation right now. You need new wine and a new wineskin, because the old wineskin will burst. You need to receive the new wine, because the old wine did nothing but stagnate before the nation. Did nothing but stagnate. The Lord also talks about in here, this is the last thing I'll say, I'm looking for it, about the leaders. Okay, the apple cart has been upset. He says, and says the Lord of hosts, the apple cart has been upset, says the Lord, within your leadership, within your elections. The apple cart has been upset, and those running against such evils have been sent off kilter, off their mark, because their trust is in an old strategy to face off against a new, fresh enemy, says the Lord. Then he says, you cannot put old wine in new wineskin, says the Lord, for it will burst. Shed the old wineskin, says the Lord. Shed it now before it's too late. That's capitals. Allow me, the Lord, to fill the new wineskin. For, says the Lord of hosts, O trumpet, you are being sabotaged within your campaign. There is a deliberate intent occurring within your ranks, says the Lord, beyond the Secret Service. And the Lord goes on. And he talks about a meeting that happened. And I'm looking for it to see if I can find it. Okay, he goes through all the cities he wants to pour new wine in. Okay. They want to declare an emergency. Let's see. I'm looking for it. I'll see if I can find it for you. Talks about the high holy days. Okay, that the White House has become a shadow house and retrieved the blueprint of the meeting that took place between current and former presidents and liaisons of foreign nations that shall come forth in a scandal indeed. That's coming. That's coming. Also, the current campaign on the side of blue and the Defense Department met with some of these communist foreign entities. They're complicit. They're complicit. So pray right now. Be watchmen and watchwomen on the wall. Pray into this. Test the spirit. Hi, Chester. because this is a serious word. It is a crucial word right now for what is happening. Because this needs to get dealt with, and this needs to get dealt with fast. So this whole thing doesn't derail. This is why they did it the way they did it. And that debate with Kamala, it's a setup. That's why they paraded all those women out to accuse Trump in the court of law and set that up that way, knowing the full time they were going to put Kamala in, so that when he went to debate her and started making fun of her and taking pot shots at her, they can say, you see, this is what he was accused of in court. It's a setup. This has to be an issues-driven debate. Attack the issue, say how you're going to fix it. In 2016, Donald Trump talked more about how he was going to fix things than how terrible things were. How are you going to fix it? The American people want to hear right now. How are you going to fix it? Here's the issue. Here's how I'm going to fix it. Here's issue number two. Here's how I'm going to fix it. Because the other side don't have an answer for that. Attack the issue. Give the solution. Don't deal with the Lord of the Flies. Don't engage in a way that's going to lure you into your flesh to say something they can use. Because that debate setup was a trap. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And yes, there is parroting going on that we're beginning to see, and it's going to get worse if they don't redirect. So just pray, test the spirit, pray into this as the body, as the ecclesia, because we have given power and authority through Christ Jesus. We have been given that, and we have to use it in this hour. So we will be putting this up on the blog. You will have it to take, print out, watch. And pray. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. It's a powerful psalm. The word of God is living and active, current for every generation, and sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of soul and spirit and joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I was reading in Amos today. Actually, this morning. And so this is a sword. You got to swing it like it's a sword. You got to swing it. You got to use it like it's a sword, because that word has power. And the enemy knows it. That's why he quoted it to try to ensnare Jesus in the wilderness. That's why he tried to falsely use it, because there's power in it. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Also, the Psalms 1, 23, 34, 35, and 51, create in me a clean heart, O God. I say that almost before every broadcast. I take communion, and I say that, because we have to cleanse our hearts. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We have to cleanse our hearts. Ephesians 1 and 3, I not only encourage you to read those chapters, but in The Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin, the first couple of pages has scriptures from those chapters that I say every single day, along with the Lord's Prayer in the Gospels. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. I encourage you to do the same. This is a spiritual war with physical consequences. This is a spiritual war, first and foremost. It is not just an election. It is a spiritual war for the soul of the nation. It is a spiritual war for the soul of the nation. That is what we're up against right now. They want to take the soul of the nation, put it in grave clothes, put it in the tomb of Sodom that they prepared for it, and put the stone in front of it. And there is a remnant in this nation that is growing louder and louder, that is crying out. And this is why this nation hasn't totally been forsaken. Because the Lord has a promise with this nation that was made from New York by George Washington. The people need the vision to see right now. Without vision, the people perish. The people need vision right now to see beyond the labyrinth of the media and what they're doing. The polls are false. what they speak is lies. It grieves the Holy Spirit. What they use their voice for. And in this time, you will see many at the top of the media food chain step down. Because they're going to get caught in the mud and the mess and the muck and the mire that they have tried to hide. And they're going to be forced to step down. Heads of the largest media corporations are going to resign. As the truth begins to pour out about who has met with what over what. And what was orchestrated years ago. They're going to step down. It's coming. So thank you everyone for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. I will be back on next week. If I can come on Monday, I will. If I can come on Monday, I will. Otherwise, you're probably going to see me on Tuesday. We do have shorts too that we are putting out that I have been doing. So look for those as well. Thank you, everyone. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Keep the faith. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs in our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount.